Good morning again. Thank you for being with us as we join together online this Sunday for worship. Most of you, undoubtedly not all of you, but most of you were lucky enough to grow up speaking English. And I say lucky enough to grow up speaking English in the sense that, from what I'm told by people who've had to learn English later in life, English is a very confusing language. I'll give you a for instance. According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word set, S-E-T, has 430 distinctive meanings. What that means is you could speak for a very long span of time and say 430 unique sentences, use the word set in each of them, and the word set would mean something slightly different in each and every sentence. And it could be very, very different. Like, she set the cup down on the table, and I have a set of fine china. Those two words aren't even vaguely similar, and yet they're both the word set. And so one of the problems we have in English is sometimes differentiating between one meaning and another meaning can be a little tricky. Sometimes, however, the problem comes not so much so in differentiating the meanings between the same word that means two different things, so much so as it means that we have taken a word that means something very, very large and important, and we've distilled it down to something that is less than a sum of its whole. And I want to talk to you today about that word that I'm thinking of, and that is the word materialism. Now, we all live in a world where we have talked about materialism a lot. The 1980s, we talked about materialism ad nauseum. Madonna had a song about it. It was just a whole thing. And of course, now into the 21st century, when we live in such a consumeristic society, materialism can easily be a very common topic of conversation. So one might look at Jesus's particular little sermon parable that he gives today and think that he is addressing, in his era, materialism. Here we have a group of people, and they've gathered together, and Jesus is watching this group of people who are, by the way, watching him. And he watches with fascination as people choose positions at the table. This is a dinner party, and people are figuring out where they belong. The closer you are to the host, the more important you are. The further you are from the host at the end of the table, you're like at the kiddie table. That means you're not very important at all. And so Jesus is watching how people are jockeying for position to choose their place at the table. So he tells this parable. And he tells this parable, and he goes on to say, that's not how we do it in the kingdom of heaven. It's interesting that you do it this way in the kingdom of earth, where you're worried about being repaid and being wealthy and being popular. And he goes on to say, you know, it would even be better for you within your little materialistic world if you just took a bad seat and waited for your host to be like, hey, why are you in the bad seat? Come sit in the good seat. Because then at least you could, you know, look down your nose at your enemies and say, see, he likes me. But, you know, Jesus is addressing this topic of materialism to this group of people who are supposed to be holy people, Pharisees, people who have dedicated themselves to serving God. And he says, you people are so worried about your positions of honor, who gets where, who gets what, how important are you in your neighbor's eyes? And you give these important dinner parties, but you give these important dinner parties hoping that then you'll get invited to a dinner party, hoping then that somebody will host you for a fancy schmancy event. Or maybe if your event is fancy enough, people will think more about you and you'll be more wealthy and more popular. Jesus says, you know what? I really don't care about those things. We might look at what Jesus is saying and saying, ah, he's talking about materialism. He's talking about caring about being rich. He's talking about caring about being wealthy. He's talking about caring about social status and position. And we wouldn't be wrong in the sense that materialism has to do with focusing on how one takes things and possessions as a sign of status. And really, that's probably partially what Jesus is addressing. But when we talk about materialism as the pursuit of wealth as a source of happiness, we're kind of missing part of the point. See, when Jesus is talking about this, he's saying to these Pharisees, what you're doing is a waste of time. I know you think it's super important, and I know you think you're super special for doing it. And he goes on to say, and I think you're doing it wrong. Wouldn't it be better if you, you know, instead of jockeying for getting to sit closest to the host, wouldn't it be better if you sat further away from the host? Then at least you'd have the benefit of the host recognizing you and asking you to sit closer, which would be a sign of honor. But then he goes on to say this incredibly strange thing. He says, you know what would be better? Better idea than all of this. How about the next time you give a big dinner party, you invite the poor, you invite the disabled, you invite the unwelcome, you invite the homeless, you invite people who can't possibly hope to repay you. Don't invite your rich friends. Don't invite your rich relatives. Don't invite your boss. Don't invite the mayor. Don't invite the rabbi. Those people stand to have some material influence over your life. Don't invite those people. Invite the poor, the homeless, the lame, the sick. Why? Because they can't repay you. This is where we have to dig deeper into the world materialism. Because the world listens to Jesus' statement here, and they can easily get confused. They can be like, see, Jesus is right. We shouldn't be greedy. We shouldn't be all about us. We can fix the things that are wrong in this world if we just look out for the little guy, if we just care for the needy, if we just elevate those who are at the bottom and we lift them up, we can fix the world that we're in. Guess what? Jesus would have disagreed with those people too. I know that sounds incredible and amazing and hard to believe. After all, doesn't Jesus love the poor? Yes, he does. But you see, when we talk about materialism, and remember I said sometimes words have more than one meaning, materialism as it's understood theologically doesn't have to do with whether or not we're getting money to make ourselves happy. Materialism means we're seeking our source of peace, our source of wholeness, our source of justification within the material world. And Jesus finishes his statement in a very important way. He says, these people can't afford to pay you back. You will have done this good thing and they can't do a good thing back to you. And he doesn't finish by saying in this way, we're going to fix the world. No. What does he say? He says, when Christ comes again, when the kingdom of God is brought to its wholeness and fullness, when you stand before your God in heaven for your judgment, then you will be repaid. See, Jesus' focus isn't on the material world at all. He's not here to fix our problems. He's not here to solve world hunger. He's not here to end homelessness. And I mean, as human beings, we think, well, why wouldn't he be? Those are good things. Because his focus isn't on the material world. His focus is on the kingdom of God, the spiritual world. Because Christ recognizes what we fail to see, and that is that the material world is functionally broken. There's nothing we can do to unbreak the material world. As human beings, we lack that capacity. And you see it again and again. People who go out of their way to do marvelous things in this world, to make the world a better place, sometimes they succeed. Oftentimes it winds up going horribly, horribly wrong. That's because human beings are broken creatures. We create broken things. Jesus says, instead of focusing on how can you make your joy and happiness and sense of peace come about in this world, how about you just leave that to me? How about you focus on your fulfillment in the kingdom of God? Does that mean that Christ doesn't want the hungry to be fed? No, he does. Does that mean Christ doesn't want the homeless to be given homes? No, he does. Does that mean Christ doesn't want the oppressed to be lifted up? No, he wants the oppressed to be lifted up. but not because he wants us to fix the world, but because he wants us to be as he is, to live in his kingdom and to behave as the people of his kingdom do, not for the sake of the world, but for the sake of the kingdom of God. We're not supposed to be working to make the world better. We're supposed to be working to be like the kingdom of God, which is the world we belong in, which is perfect. We're supposed to be striving to live as those people. Will we end all these other problems if we live as we truly ought? Well, yes, of course we will, because the kingdom of God is perfect. But we're not doing it for the sake of this world. Because if we do, then isn't that just another pat on the back? Isn't that just another come sit at the head of the table? Now we're sitting at the head of the table not because we threw a lavish dinner party for the rich people in town. Now we're sitting at the head of the table because we threw a lavish table for the poor people of town. And everybody looked at us and went, oh, look at that guy over there. He's so awesome. He's so great. We should lift him up. No. Jesus is like, I'm not about anything of the material world. I'm about the spiritual world. If you're focused on things of this world, you won't be focused on things of the kingdom. Jesus wants us to focus on things of the kingdom. What we do in this world, we don't do for the sake of the world. We do for the sake of Christ. We don't do for the approval of the world. We do for the approval of our Father in heaven. We don't do because we need to save the world. We do because Christ saved the world on the cross, and now we're supposed to be living it out. So materialism. We're not supposed to be materialistic in the sense that we try to get rich to make ourselves happy. But we're also not supposed to be materialistic in the sense that we look to this material world in any way for our hope or salvation. Instead, we're to be focused on God in heaven, what he has done for us and what he continues to do through us, and what we then do in response for him.